listening from. Welcome to another episode of the Kenyan Wall Street Podcast. And this is the weekly market review segment. So today I'm joined by our in-house analyst, Felix Ochieng, and a special listener today. Her name is Leah. So we're just going to look at the markets, how they performed last week, and then also do an outlook of what to expect for this coming week, starting 18th January. So welcome, Felix, to the podcast again.
Hi, everyone. Eric, how was your weekend?
Yeah, my weekend was good. Not much. I was on a digital detox, but I'm glad to be back.
Okay. So now I guess we just pick it up from where we left last time.
Yeah.
The last time we discussed about what happened in local and global markets, and today we'll just have a weekly review of what happened last week and what we are hopeful to expect this week. Before we get into global markets, maybe we can start with home, how the NSE performed.
Yes.
So maybe, I don't know, Eric, if you have any anything you'd want to say about the NSE or something that you want me to say.
Well, I'm just interested to look at how the indices performed last week, just in comparison to our initial expectations, because I remember when we started the week, we had those things that we were looking forward to. I know Safaricom hit an all-time high on the share price, but I think that has already been discussed. So for me, I'm looking more on the indices and just the general performance of the exchange.
Well, for the NSE, I think it was very interesting because we had the all-share index going up week on week by about 2.6%. The all share index closed at 158.19, that is on basis points. The 25 share index and the 20 share index gained as well by 1.32 and 1.23% respectively, which I think was a very interesting performance of the market, seeing all the indices gain. I think also the most interesting bit was most of the gain, the activity that we had last week was due to Safaricom.
Yes.
I think as we had discussed earlier on, you remember Safaricom rallying to a higher price, which was also within our expectations on the discussion that we had last week. So I think as we look on to most of these companies trying to regain and rebound from what we from the impact of the COVID-19, we're likely to see this rally continue for a long while, at least on the exchange. Hoping to see this until probably mid-March when we start receiving the Q4 results, the full year results for 2020.
Yeah, but I think also what's interesting is other counters like Bamburi and Olympia actually gained more than 15% week on week. So I think even as we look at Safaricom and their huge gains, there was also other counters that had very, very interesting gains for investors.
Yeah, I think maybe for most of these sectors, counters like Bamburi have declined to an all-time low. So correction was due to
COVID,
primarily due to COVID, but then also because of the performance that Bamburi has had over the past 7 years, posting almost a loss year on year for a very long time.
Yeah.
So I think to that and also the growing competition, generally the fundamentals of the company grew weaker over time. But then I think every stock has a certain resistance price, and that is where we're looking on Bamburi. When it hit around 15, it started developing a sort of resistance, and then also looking at foreign investors coming in onto the market and buying in bulk, so there was a little bit of positivity. Currently, our market is still, I believe our market is still undertapped in terms of the construction industry. We still have a lot, as much as we have a lot of cement companies in, we still have a lot of infrastructural development that are coming in year on year. All these cannot happen without the cement industry. So we're going to look at Bamburi as a company that's likely to probably hit back again to around 60s before we see another resistance on the downturn.
Okay, so does that mean that we still expect it to perform well this week and in the next few weeks at least?
Yeah. I'm hopeful that Bamburi will continue to perform and actually outperform most of the market players if we're looking on year-to-year performance. By the time they release the results, we are hoping that the company will be at a higher price. I think the fundamental Fremantle still. Okay. The technical still support that Bamburi will likely continue.
Okay. Interesting. So then, what are you looking forward to this week, especially on the NSC? Are there any specific counters that you are looking for activity? You anticipate activity. What's your outlook for the week?
Well, I think we still need to look at how KCB as a company will perform. Considering last week KCB was one of the decliners in the blue chip counter, due to foreigners exiting the counter, we're likely to see a little bit of either further decline if foreigners will continue to sell, or we are likely to probably see another gain. Because you see, the market is always just about guys picking up opportunities when the prices are down, creating a rally. Because that's the basic rule of investment is buy low, sell high. So if KCB is going to come down, we are likely to see another demand by foreigners, which will likely also push the price upwards.
Okay, and I think the banking sector is one that has seen a lot of devaluation or just erosion of value due to the fact that they had to do a lot of they had to take a lot of measures just to shoulder customers during COVID, which obviously affected their bottom line. And most of them have issued profit warnings. As a sector, when you're looking at the banking sector, do you anticipate or do you expect more devaluation of the counters?
Well, I think at the prices that we are in right now as a market, we've already factored in the impact of COVID on these prices. Just as we also mentioned last week, most of our banking sector, the entire stock market, both the banks and any other counter, they've really, really looked and they've already had their prices factored in. So I think that's something that we're likely to probably expect, that the prices will likely continue to rally over time. So I guess that's it for the NSC, guys. We're likely to see a little bit of more activity this week. As foreigners get back into the market, even as local investors get into the market, I think it would be something interesting for us to look on the local market. And now that we're done with the local market, we'll probably just be able to look a little bit of what happened within the continent. We'll just pick a few select companies, starting with the Johannesburg Stock Exchange. The JSE had a week-on-week gain of about 0.05%. Which I believe that was something for the exchange. JSE, as the largest market in Africa, the largest securities exchange in Africa, is always one thing that we would really, really want to watch and look at any time when we're talking about investments. Looking on a global overview, we're still looking at most markets trying to react this week, depending on how the inauguration of US President-elect Joe Biden comes into place. We hope that there will be no violence. We've seen a little bit of security beefed up in Washington, and we're really hoping that the markets will continue to react positively. Remember on the day when there was the attack on Capitol 2 weeks back, we saw the market remain resilient despite that attack. In fact, on that day, the Dow and Nasdaq, all, and even the S&P 500 index gained. So we're really hoping that most of these markets are likely to have a positive turn. We're likely to see a little bit of activity as well in Asia. The challenge that we're looking on the Asian markets is that, you know, we've seen companies, mostly the telecommunications companies in Asia, delisted from, actually banned by the regulators in US for over accusations of conspiracy. We saw that affect a few of the stocks in Asia last week in Hong Kong. We also saw a decline on the Nikkei last week as well. Though the markets in Southern Asia, that's in Australia and Singapore, are slightly positive, we're really hoping that this would continue within the week. So I believe that looking on a global perspective, those will cover up a bit. So
yeah, and I think on the global markets, I think one of the key events this week is the Biden the inauguration.
Yeah.
So obviously we are excited to see how the markets will react to that. And again, most of the problems you highlighted about the companies in Asia that were blacklisted from markets, most of those would be hoping for a more lenient administration. So it's interesting to see how that will affect the markets. So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, just as we mentioned, I still think that there will be a little bit of a decline on these companies, because you see, there are three major markets for telecommunications companies. We have China, we have India, and the US. So if one of the major markets, which is US, stopped some of the distribution for telecommunications firms, we are likely to see a little bit of a decline, a continuous decline in prices of some of these shares, probably for the week. Mm-hmm. But also, I know investors are also going to be cautious, hoping that some of these regulations that were signed by President Trump will probably be reversed or probably be looked into by the incoming administration.
Mm-hmm. Okay, interesting. You've covered the JSE and, yeah, and the rest of Africa, how they look. So maybe on what, just to look at the currencies. I know the shilling has sort of come out of the huge red zone it had in December, although again it's not stabilized yet. What are we looking at, especially in terms of the shilling, given that one of the things that the government is starting to do is pay the loans on some of the huge infrastructure projects that it took, which is actually starting this week. So what is your outlook for the Kenyan shilling and, you know, the other major currency pairs across the world?
I think we're likely to, for the Kenyan shilling, it will be a little bit challenging to comment on it. Maybe we can wait and see what measures the government is going to take. Earlier last week, the government had mentioned that they were going to apply for a debt relief, mm-hmm, from the Chinese lenders, who currently the payments fall due. That is supposed to be on 21st.
Yeah.
Let's hope that the government will be able to either get to an agreement or pay, because if one of these, whichever action the government really takes, is likely to give us the next direction the Kenyan shilling is likely to take.
Okay.
On major global currencies, I think the USD has been gaining a bit. The USD has been gaining. We've also seen gold gain for a few days, and that's why we've also seen a decline in the major cryptocurrencies. We're really hoping that by the time we get to agree and by the time we get to settle, most likely also again with Joe Biden being inaugurated on 20th, we are likely to hope that the dollar will strengthen as well. And you see, with the dollar strengthening, then there's also likely to be a possibility that in commodities, we are likely to see also gold have a decline on the other end, and also the major cryptocurrencies. Looking on commodities, with the lockdowns that are happening in the United Kingdom and also parts of Asia, we are likely to see a little bit of probably further decline in oil prices this coming week. But if we see major changes, we've seen cases where the Pfizer vaccine has, probably Netherlands, where we saw 30 deaths happen over the weekend after guys getting the vaccine jab. So we're really hoping that all this don't lead back to a final lockdown in most of these oil-consuming areas. Generally, everywhere in the world, we have oil. We have to use that oil. It's a major commodity, mostly for the industrial sector and also just general oil activity. So we're really hoping that these prices will come in handy. And oil is likely to decline, at least for the week. Probably they could reach another price, a lower price for resistance, and then now from there we can be able to have a decline, another rebound on prices. So I think that's it, guys. Let us know what you think. Let us know what you'd want us to discuss over the next week. Once again, remember that if you want to follow the markets, you can always download the HISA app on your mobile phone, and then you can follow our markets once the market's open, and also you can check on your favorite news, listen to our podcast, and a lot more. Thank you all, and have a lovely week ahead.